What is going on, everybody? Rod J back in the house. Thanks for swinging by for another podcast this week. This will be another little brief breakdown on some of the things taking place here in the beer world. Hopefully you guys are having a great week. Today is actually Wednesday, May 12th, hump day. So hopefully you're getting through half the week here and starting to look forward to the weekend. 3 days in, I do feel like it's been a long week already, so I myself am looking fully to the weekend and ready to kick back and do some different things, enjoy some beers. May actually pop out this week to visit some breweries. But speaking of beer, because that's why we're here, right? So it is American Craft Beer Week all week this week, May 10th through the 16th. So hopefully you are enjoying some nice American craft beer. Shout out to all the independent breweries out there doing their thing. If you haven't enjoyed any this week, get some in. Try some new different styles you may have not tried before. A lot of different things coming out of the craft beer world. We actually just had one here recently that, if you've ever been to Cincinnati, we had this little amusement park, you may have heard of it, called King's Island. They're actually pairing up with one of our breweries. They have a famous like ice cream out of King's Island. And they're doing something with Sonder Brewing over in Mason to make a beer as well. So all kinds of good things happening. And as we get late in the spring into the summer, should start seeing lots of nice, enjoyable beers like that. Some of them almost feel like a float that you're getting in a can. So that's just where craft beer is all over the place now. But again, American Craft Beer Week. So hopefully you're out enjoying some good things. Now, we can't forget about the macros as well. Because, I mean, we could forget about them, but, you know, the macros have been around for a long, long time. But if you are a fan of Miller High Life, the champagne of beers, they're looking for a brand ambassador. Is that you? Could you be that brand ambassador? You would get $20,000 and free beer if you are selected. So if you want to check into that, check out the Miller website for more details. But, you know, I'm not saying you gotta drink only High Life, but if you put some little money in your pocket and give you some free beer on top, you'd make some appearances, you know. Not everybody can just live on craft beer alone. Sometimes you just want like a little throwback lager for one of the macro big boys. So why not get one that puts money in your pocket? Let me see here. So we're still dealing with some of the virus stuff, although we are seeing the cases come down. Oh yeah, cases are now coming down, which is a good thing. More places are opening up. But still, we have a ways to go. In fact, there's many places now that are actually giving away free beer for shots. I feel like at this point, you shouldn't have to be coerced into doing it. I know people got their beliefs. I know that. But I'm just thinking, for the greater good, you know, I got mine, I'm fully vaccinated now, but I wonder if I can go back and now start collecting some of these free things they gave away. They're giving away like donuts, beers, pizza, tickets to sporting events. Depending on where you're at, you're seeing all kinds of stuff happening. So if you haven't got the shot or you have gotten the shot, check around your local stuff. Who doesn't want a free pint here and there? Who doesn't like a donut? And we all like pizza, stuff like that. Go to a sporting event, cheap date. You know, both vaccinated, go to a game or whatever it may be. So keep your eyes out for some of those freebies. Yingling. A lot of people have always wanted to taste Yingling because they heard about the Yingling folklore. They are on course to hit the shelves in Texas this fall. So if you are in Texas and you've been waiting for Yingling, they will be there shortly and you'll be able to check them out. In fact, word on the street is they sent down their secret recipe to Texas to have beer starting getting brewed. So things are already underway down there. They might be even putting a little location. So keep your eyes open for that if you've been planning to taste a little Yingling beer. Shout out to Ohio. Of course, I am part of the Cincinnati region, but a new list came out of the best beer cities. And Ohio placed 3 cities on that list. Obviously, where I'm at, Cincinnati is one. Other ones are Cleveland and Columbus. And this was taken by the number of breweries, the average amount of beers brewed at each brewery, and another factor. But on that list, I believe Cleveland was like 11. I think Cincinnati was like 13. Columbus is like 15 or 17. Or either way, if you're in Ohio, get some beer, because we got beer all over the place. And you definitely want to check out what is going down here for sure. Another thing that I saw this past week, Iron Maiden. So Iron Maiden, as you know, have had the beers through the Robinson's Brewery overseas. Well, they're in the process now of teaming up with BrewDog. And they're going to have the Hellcat beer that'll be coming out. A 6% ABV IPL India Pale Lager. I'm going to tell you something. I do like the India Pale Lager style. I like that lager with the hops being put more in play with it. I'm just more of a hop type person, I guess, in that regard. I'll enjoy a nice lager here and there, but, you know, I like a nice IPA, and I like the hoppiness that makes an IPA work, but they started messing around with this over the last few years, where they had have India Pale Lagers, and I'm digging them. So, BrewDog, I've talked about them over the past few podcasts and some things out there, so still kind of seeing what's all happening, but I am intrigued to see. I do have a couple Iron Maiden beers from Robinson that I will be uploading here on the YouTube channel. So if you haven't checked out the YouTube channel, make sure you check that out, Rod J Beer Ventures as well. And they actually, I didn't realize it, but one of them I did was like the sixth beer they said done with Robinson. So I just always knew the first one, the Trooper, and didn't know they had done more than really what they had. Because, I mean, when I got the second one, which is actually, I think it's the Sun and Steel, it's one done with sake, or sake yeast, I was surprised. I didn't even know they had that one. So, always finding good things around the beer world. Unfortunately, this past week, Devil's Backbone, there was the passing of Steve Crandall, if you're not familiar. He was a founder, kind of one of those guys that helped to spearhead things happening with the craft beer movement. This past Sunday, he had actually passed away. So, thoughts and good thoughts, positive thoughts, and condolences out to his family for all that happened there. And hopefully they'll get through this time. Hop Butcher. So Hop Butcher, if you watch the YouTube channel that I mentioned, you've seen I've done some various reviews with them over the last few months. I could actually use some more beer, Hop Butcher, I'm just saying. They're actually got their own location now. So one of the things about them, they were kind of like that nomad getting around parts around the Chicago area and a gypsy type brewer, but they are now going to be settling in into the old Half Acre location. So if you are heading to Chicago, not sure how long it'll take for them to get set up, but they will finally have a spot where you can actually go and enjoy Hop Butcher beers. If you have not had Hop Butcher, highly recommend checking them out. They have some really good stuff and pretty damn tasty, if you ask me. And then going into one of the crazier things I saw this week. I say crazy, but I don't know how crazy it is. I just don't think that this place is actually having beer. Bob Evans, you know, Bob Evans down on the farm. They want to actually look to sell beer, wine, and mixed beverages at their locations. Not sure if it's all locations, just being test marketed. Cracker Barrel did something with this in Tennessee. Seems like they've done okay with it. Bob Evans is now looking to have it for them. Selling beer, Bob Evans, wine, mixed beverages. I mean, that's like the place you take grandma, right, to grab a meal or a family gathering or people have their little kids. It's like, can people get sloshed at Bob Evans? I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if they actually pull this off and allow beer in some of these spots and wine. And what kind of mixed beverages are you getting? Are you ordering like the Bob Evans pancakes and you're getting a fuzzy navel or something to go with it? You know, what are you kind of mixing up there? Maybe you're coming in on that Sunday morning for a brunch, a little fried chicken, a little Bloody Mary. I don't know. It's an interesting thing that I saw out there. So keep an eye on Bob Evans if you have one near you and you are a Bob Evans fan. Now you can go there and get a cheap meal. And I got to think probably the drinks won't be that bad either because the food's usually relatively cheap. I'm wondering if this is more of a play for them to get more profits, because I know the Bob Evans around us, they're not always full anymore. They kind of struggle a little bit, so maybe this is a play for them to earn some more money off the locations. Anyway, quite interesting. I mean, when you start getting alcohol at the Bob Evans and at Cracker Barrels, is Waffle House next? I mean, it's just being everywhere at this point. If it gets into those, it's kind of like, hey, there's no stopping us now. So those are the beer stories I saw for this week. This is going to be a nice short and sweet weekly podcast. Upcoming on the show this week on YouTube, which will actually be on YouTube, Twitch. And if you're on Twitch, you can catch that at Rod J Beer Ventures. And also on Twitter, which is Rod J Beer Venture. I broadcast simultaneously to all three. Tomorrow night will be Toss One Back Thursday. And that will be me and Todd talking about some different things, enjoying some beers as well. Talking beer in and out of the beer community. And I probably might have Shannon tomorrow. So that can be always interesting as well and always a good time. So we get off topic a lot over there. But we have everybody laughing and having fun, and that's what it's all about. Other videos upcoming this week. I'm going to actually start a new series talking about my top three favorite beers from certain breweries. I'm going to try to get one rolled out this weekend. I won't tell you the brewery who it is now, but keep an eye on that on the YouTube channel, kind of giving a rundown of different breweries and different things I've had over the years. Just recently, I've won over 2,000 uploads on the YouTube channel, which is kind of crazy. It doesn't even feel like that. But there's a lot of stuff I have out there that I want to share with you guys. So make sure to keep an eye on that. Also, just put some new stuff into the store on Zazzle. So if you want to check out that store, feel free to do so. And that's over at Zazzle.com, Rod J Beer Ventures. Glasses, hats, t-shirts, all kinds of stuff if you want to pick up something there as well. But outside of that, I'm looking forward, like I said, to get to this weekend, get through the rest of this week. Hopefully you guys are doing it well also. And I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. Look forward to catching up with you guys next week. Y'all keep drinking those good craft beers. And remember, there's always time. Get your beer on. Cheers, everybody.